We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 1071, Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's December 10th, 2025. Derail Fest by Pretzel Records concluded at Exile on Main Street on December 7th. News correspondent Kelly Sliwa spoke with head coordinator Doug Hodge, who only had positives to report regarding the event.
It was great. This year was a much better turnout than last year. I mean, this is the first year that we're actually taking it kind of seriously and, like, tracking attendance. But just, like, a great festival all around. Tonight was a really special night. It's the end of year five of me putting this festival on. So it's kind of bittersweet.
The lineup included local bands Squirrel Movement, Anika Emily, Gay Meat, Sweet Milk, and Sorry Forever. Sliwa interviewed the members of Sorry Forever after the show, who released their EP titled Learning to Be earlier that day. Ocean Thorough, lead vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter, shared her story on how Sorry Forever came to be.
So Sin and I used to be in a punk band together, and then we kind of switched over musically to kind of like save my voice for longevity and stuff. But we've been playing together for quite a while.
WPGU and University alumni Jay Pizer plays drums for the band and shared a bit about how the music has impacted him.
I met Sorry Forever while I was just exploring the band scene here. Sin reached out and hit me up, and we got it working together. And, you know, the community is very loving. It's very connected. Everybody's feels like they have a place here in the scene, specifically the music scene, and I love it, and just makes me want to keep making more music and keep making people happy.
Be sure to check out Sorry Forever's new EP, Learning to Be, out now on all streaming platforms. Now with Illinois sports. Illinois men's basketball returns to State Farm Center to host number 23-ranked Nebraska Saturday at 3 p.m. The number 13-ranked Illini returned to Champaign after two straight games away from home, with a statement win over the Tennessee Volunteers in Nashville and yesterday's conference opener against the Ohio State Buckeyes in Columbus. With the Illini seeking two straight conference wins, expect Orange Crush to show out inside State Farm Center. Follow along Peacock and YouTube TV. For tickets and more information, visit FightingIllini.com. In more local news, the Champaign Unit 4 School Board District of Education held its regular meeting Monday at 5:30 p.m. At the meeting, Unit 4 announced the Early Transfer Academy, a partnership with Parkland College to provide students with a general education core curriculum credential. The program utilizes an assortment of advanced placement, dual credit, and classes taken at Parkland directly to help students complete their gen eds before graduating high school. A large topic of discussion was also the handling of two international school trips over spring break. Board member Betsy Holder brought up the legal and financial implications of approving the trips.
Why would we put our hat in the ring and say, hey, let's spend some more money, that when we have budget cuts coming, when we have funding cutting, let's spend some more money to take and assume responsibility on something that legally we don't, under school code and from what our attorney said, we don't have to take responsibility of.
Board President Tony Bruno explained why he thought the approval was necessary.
And I think that now if we were to pull this off the agenda or vote no, I think it could have the effect of kind of pulling the rug out from underneath some of our students and their families.
The trips were approved 5-1 with one abstention. Ending off with some holiday fun, Dial a Carol, the annual finals week tradition where students, faculty, and community members volunteer to sing holiday songs to callers, will begin answering calls at 12:01 a.m. tonight. A 65-year-old tradition based out of Snyder Hall, Dial a Carol is the oldest annual event in university housing, founded in 1960 by Betty Gordon. Each year, Dial a Carol receives thousands of calls from all across the world. Dial a Carol will be active 24 hours a day, with volunteers, not pre-recorded messages, sitting on the other line and to ensure that all calls are answered. Dial a Carol can be reached at 217-332-1882 through December 17th. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kelly Sliwa, Elliot Casey, Gavin Osho, and Adam Edwards. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.